The second full week of classes is in the books for the Philadelphia School District, though their accounting books remain deep in the red. Joining me on Reporters Roundtable to learn the latest, WHYY education reporter Kevin McCurry. Kevin, we know there are too few guidance counselors and nurses and way too many kids in many classrooms. Not to overstate it, but how bad is it?
Well, in the first week of school, class sizes at some schools were just absolutely out of control. At Central High School, 18 different courses had more than 50 kids squeezing into classrooms built for 30. Catherine Klenk is a junior there.
I walked past the class second period, and there was 40-some students, and they had to move it into the auditorium because there weren't enough seats. And I know there have been classes that I've been in where there's kids standing and taking notes, like, at the teacher's desk or taking notes on somebody else's back because they don't have any room.
The district has brought in some substitute teachers to help rectify the situation, but a lot of classes still have about 35, 36, 37 students in them. The teachers' union contract caps high school class sizes at 33.
And I understand you caught up with some students who've joined the chorus calling for a locally controlled school board. Now, what's that about?
Right. Unlike most districts, Philadelphia doesn't have a local school board. It has the School Reform Commission, which has three members appointed by the governor and two by the mayor. It's been this way since 2001. Critics say that the state's interference hasn't made anything any better, so there's been a growing call to disband the SRC, including from some mayoral candidates and gubernatorial candidate Tom Wolf. Dave Bango, a sophomore at Central, joins them.
If it's a city thing, especially about our kids, I think the city should be more about their kids before the state even has to get involved.
To which the SRC would respond?
Well, I caught up with SRC Chairman Bill Green after last night's SRC meeting, and he essentially says the push for local control is short-sighted and naive.
As soon as Dr. Hyde has the resources he needs, we're happy to turn this back over to the city. But until Dr. Hyde has the resources he needs, it is a very bad idea to take away responsibility from Harrisburg for the Philadelphia School District. It is because of that responsibility that we have attention from the legislature and the governor with respect to the things that we're getting through there this year.
So Green here is alluding to the Philadelphia cigarette tax, which the House is slated to vote on Monday. The district's budget assumes it will pass next week and generate them about $50 million for schools this year. If it doesn't pass, more cuts will come.
Now, of course, at last night's SRC meeting, they talked about the sale of some of the district's shuttered buildings. What's going on with that?
Well, the SRC granted the district permission to begin negotiations on 11 buildings. So nothing is final yet, but they've been granted that permission. Okay, so the district has plans to sell the buildings to four different buyers for $18 million.
Gross or net?
Well, that's gross. Net, the buildings carry heavy debt loads. So after defeasing the debt, settling the closing costs, the district expects to take in about $2
million. $2 million?
$2 million. The district will say it's good to at least get rid of that debt obligation. But yeah, for community members who mourned the closing of those buildings, it feels like chump change. Gail Clowden is an SRC meeting regular who goes by Mama Gail.
You too oftentimes give away without getting anything in return. And it's appalling to me to see the amount of money that you're selling these buildings for. And I should say, giving these buildings away for.
It is worth pointing out that these buildings weren't closed so they could be sold, but rather because they were way below student capacity, and the district wanted to save money by consolidating resources into fewer schools.
Yeah, but if this is a giveaway, who's lining up to buy, and will the public have any chance to weigh in?
Well, the Philadelphia Housing Authority is slated to buy four of them, and they plan to turn them into public and senior housing. One of them would go to a charter school, and the rest, including Germantown High School, are slated to sell to real estate developers that haven't yet provided details. If neighbors don't like the plans, they better get organized and get loud quick. The district says it will listen, but it isn't planning to slow down for just a few peeps. They're budgeted to net $18 million in building sales this year. With these, along with the pending sales of William Penn High School on North Broad and the old West Philly High, they can meet that goal.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Dave.
WHYY education reporter Kevin McCurry on Newsworks Tonight.